This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Big weekend coming up this coming weekend at the University of Virginia. The Alumni Association of the University of Virginia will be hosting the 2010 Alumni Reunions, and that means you, if you are a graduate of the University of Virginia. Tom Falders is the Chief Executive Officer of the Alumni Association. He's live in studio, along with Jason Leif, the Managing Director of Alumni Engagement. It's good to see you both again. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Coy. Happy to be here.
Thank you.
So tell us first, Tom, when we talk about alumni of the University of Virginia, number one, how many people are we talking about? And then we'll get into the details of this weekend and what we want people to know. But just in terms of broad strokes, how many people are we talking about? And all over the world, right?
Yeah, we have actually until weekend before last, we had 196,000 alumni. With the graduation, we just added 6,200 more. Our alumni are scattered all over the country, all 50 states, as well as about 132 different countries around the world.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're well represented, and it's not unusual I hear from alumni, say somebody's traveling in a far, far out place somewhere in the world, and they're wearing a Virginia ball cap. And walking through an airport in, say, Kuala Lumpur or someplace, and you hear a wahoo wah scream out through the hallways.
I love it.
So we're just about everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of kind of a rough distribution, roughly half of our alumni graduated before 1992, which obviously means the other half graduated after 1992. And 1992 isn't all that long ago.
Yeah, that is amazing, the number. So we're talking about 50% have graduated since the early 90s.
That's right.
Amazing.
That's right. The school's grown dramatically. Another, punctuation point, if you want to look at it that way, is when I graduated back in the dark ages, 1971, there were about 1,500 students that marched down the lawn that graduation weekend. And we just graduated 6,200, as I said earlier.
Amazing.
So that gives you an idea of how the school's grown over the years.
Yeah, that really is something. We're talking with Tom Falders of the UVA Alumni Association. Jason Leif is also with us, and he is the point man for this weekend's big parties going on. And give us a rundown here, Jason. And well, before we do that, one message we really want to get out to people who are listening now, whether you're listening live or on podcast, if you are in Central Virginia, you are a graduate of the University of Virginia, you are more than welcome to join the festivities, right, this weekend?
That's exactly correct. We really encourage all alumni to participate in reunions, even if it's not your reunion year. We have many activities, whether it's family activities or whether it's seminars done by faculty or even people such as yourself, Coy, who are doing a seminar for us on the university in the corner. And we have all kinds of different things, and we think that alumni can come back every year if they want. We'd be happy to see them.
That's terrific. So this starts when officially, the 2010 alumni reunions?
Friday morning, that is when the programming really begins. So our registration and check-in begins on Thursday.
So, and folks can register now? You can call or register online? It's very easy?
That's correct. You can register online through tonight. And then after that, you would need to walk into Alumni Hall Thursday, 4 to 7, and then Friday from 8 in the morning till 9 at night.
There you go. Jason Leif, he's with the Alumni Association of the University of Virginia. Tom Falders is also with us. And Jason, I was reading an email you sent me that the reunions this weekend at UVA are going to be one of the biggest in the history of the school.
That's correct. We're really excited about it. Last year was our all-time record in terms of the number of alumni attending, the percentage of alumni coming back. And this year we are on the track to equal last year, and that has us very excited.
Tom, let me ask you, what do you hear from alumni? I mean, you and I both, we talk to alumni quite frequently, and I'm curious, is there one or two messages that you hear from folks, especially when they come back to Charlottesville and they're on grounds and they're at Alumni Hall and they get a chance to chat with you? What do you hear from folks?
You know, like you would expect, I hear a wide range of stories, and particularly with the older alumni, I hear those stories over and over again because they forget they've told me. That's a completely different issue. That way I remember the stories better. alumni, the things that resonate with the alumni are they're varied, but some of the things that come top to mind are they love the fact the lawn's still there and it hasn't changed, and, there's something about the lawn, that the central heart of the university, that people just feel they come back and they look at it and they just kind of a sense of mixed nostalgia and calm come over them at the same time. They want to know how the honor system's doing. That's a constant theme I hear. They want to know what's changed since they were there. Now, there's an axiom in the alumni business that the best 4 years of any university's life happen to be the 4 years that you were there.
Right.
So by definition, anything that's happened since or happened before is either wrong or right. shouldn't have happened. So it's just one of those interesting
God
things.
God forbid it changes, you know?
Yeah. And so this year, I think we'll hear some interesting comments about Pavilion 10 that has been renovated to its original design with the parapet on top of the roof and the natural colors as opposed to the whitewash.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we're going to hear some comments about that. We've run a straw poll through the magazine, and it's about a 65% to 70% negative reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's to be expected.
Yeah. When I speak to alumni clubs around the country, you can just hear the grumbles when I show pictures of Pavilion 10. But I will tell you, just the other day, I had a group out there and was giving a walking tour, and I was standing before it, really taking it in. I like it. I didn't like it at first, but it has grown on me, and it looks even more historic to me now, especially since it is that you are looking at Jefferson's vision. This is what he wanted Pavilion 10 to look like, and over the years, people have tinkered with it and changed it, and it never really got to be what he wanted it to be, but finally it does. It looks like that, and I really like it. I find it actually a little breathtaking. It's really something to behold.
The other thing alumni like to talk about is the current students. You know, what's on their mind, we have a lot of student interns that help us work reunions, and they're fascinated by students, and they just want to talk to them, understand what's going through their minds and what they feel like. They also like to hear about how hard it is to get into the university, you know, what the current standards are, and the comment I hear over and over again is, boy, I'm glad I'm not applying now, so I could never get in. That's kind of a universal refrain that I hear from alumni.
Tom Falders is the Chief Executive Officer of the Alumni Association of the University of Virginia. He's live in studio. Big reunion's coming up this weekend. You can learn more online at alumni.virginia.edu. Jason Leif is the Managing Director of Alumni Engagement. So give us an idea of what you and your team have been able to put together. I know you've been working on this for quite some time. Very, very busy. There's a lot of moving parts to a weekend like this. And you just want to make it seamless and easy, and it's incredible to think what y'all have been able to accomplish here. But give us an idea of what folks can look forward to. And again, we want to remind people, if you are a graduate of the University of Virginia and you're here in Central Virginia, this does not have to be your specific reunion weekend. You are more than welcome to register and join in and participate.
Thank you. Yeah, again, we have well over 100 different types of events and some of the components that make up Reunions Weekend. We have, of course, class-specific programming for the class of 2000 or the class of 2005 and going back through to the class of 1965. So those class-specific events occur, and those tend to be social events, dinners and receptions, that kind of thing. We also have dozens of student organizational receptions. So people frequently created the bonds with their friends through their student organizations, and so this gives them a chance to come together in that format. We also have then a component of family-friendly programming. So we run a kids' college that's through the UVA Art Museum. The IM Rec department does a Cavalier Kids Day for children. We have magicians and balloon people, and we have a kids' carnival in Mad Bowl, a lot of different things really to bring in. Again, as Tom mentioned, the demographics of our alumni indicate, or they are, in fact, largely in those child-raising years. And so accommodating and having activities for the whole family is a critical component to bringing people back. But the other big piece to the weekend is the academic component, where we, in conjunction with the university and their Office of Alumni Education, we bring back dozens of professors that lead on all kinds of topics. And I made a quick plug earlier, but you yourself, Coy, are doing a seminar for us, which we greatly appreciate. We also have several really keynote events, and those keynote events The first one is on Friday afternoon, and it's pretty significant because at 4:30 in Old Cabell, President Castine is really delivering his last address to alumni. Of course, he's retiring this summer. And then on
that's going to be a big deal. That should be quite well attended, I would imagine.
I would definitely think so. And so then on Saturday, there's a similar type of event because Mr. Castine and Leonard Sandridge and Bob Sweeney and a variety of other folks, Provost Garson, are all coming together for, again, a panel looking at the university, at what it's been, where it is, and where it's going to be going. So that's on Saturday morning. And another major panel is on major issues in America's health. And that one is really going to be fascinating, I think, because we have Francis Collins, who is an alum from the class of 1970. He's the head of the NIH right now. He's the former head of the Human Genome Project. I mean, he's, of course, a big deal. He's a former graduation speaker. He is going to be on a panel with another classmate of his, a man named Bill Corr, who is the undersecretary for the Department of Health and Human Services. And so here we have two of the leading authorities on health and issues related to that here in America. And they're going to be paired with Dr. Garson, who, while provost of the university, he is also, of course, by day, also a cardiologist. So I think that's going to be quite a panel.
Yeah, and co-author of the book Healthcare Half-Truths, which is a fantastic book about healthcare in America today and the politics related to healthcare. And it's a must-read. It really is a good book.
Exactly. And then you know, the last panel that I would really plug to you is we have a panel in the afternoon, which is called Who's in Hollywood? And we actually have three alumni. One is Temple Fennell, who is local in class of 85, and he heads up he is a producer and heads up one company. We also have another alum named Ron Hohauser. Ron is the CFO, and so is really the finance guy behind a number of movies. He works with Summit Entertainment, which did the Twilight series this past year, the Hurt Locker that won the Oscar.
He's been busy.
So he's been busy. And then Glenn Williamson, who is the producer of such movies as Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and Sunshine Cleaning, and a variety of other movies that you, in fact, have heard of.
Yeah, yeah. All UVA graduates who work in Hollywood give you behind the scenes of what's going on.
Exactly. So, again, there really is a little bit of something for everyone. On Sunday, of course, Larry Sabato is doing his crystal ball, which entertains and amuses and educates people all at the same time. And so all of those seminars are, again, that's just a taste of the different, the breadth and the depth of offerings that we have. And, of course, Reunions Weekend wouldn't be complete without a few band parties. And
it is UVA.
It is UVA. And so we have SGGL, we have the Voltage Brothers, and we have the Skip Castro Band. So it's like three Fridays after five rolled into one weekend. And I think that, there's a little bit of something for everybody.
Now, Tom, we're talking with Jason Life. He's the Managing Director of Alumni Engagement for the Alumni Association at the University of Virginia. They'll be hosting the big 2010 alumni reunions coming up this weekend. And alumni throughout Central Virginia are invited. Doesn't have to be your reunion year. You are invited to participate. You are a local. And we invite you to register online at alumni.virginia.edu or stop by Alumni Hall on Emmett Street between 4 and 7 on Thursday. Tom Falders is also with us. He's the CEO of the Alumni Association at UVA. How many people, again, do you think that we're looking at that might be coming into town, Tom, this weekend?
Well, we think there are going to be between 4,000 and 5,000 people coming into town, about 4,000 or close to 4,000 alumni, and then obviously family and friends are coming as well. We'd like to supplement that group with the roughly 13,000 alumni that we have living in the Charlottesville Albemarle area. So to emphasize the point you just made, even if it's not your reunion year, and to remind you, the reunion years are, as we call them, the zeros and fives, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, and so on and so forth, up to 2005. It's really aimed at that group. But if you know anybody in those years or would just like to come to hear the bands, or go to any of the seminars. By all means, you're here. It's a great, great set of programs. The programs are all online. Once again, at Virginia, alumni.virginia.edu/reunions, and feel free to take part. It's there's lots going on. There'll be a lot of fun, and also a lot of fun for the kids. So we're finding that more and more alumni they've come for their particular year's reunion, and the family had so much fun. When it comes time to talk about the family vacation next year, everybody says, let's go to reunions. So we have a larger and larger group of non-year alumni who are coming back for reunions, and we think it'd be very interesting for those alumni who live in the Charlottesville-Elmar area or even the surrounding region to also think about coming. It's a great weekend.
So if you are among the 13,000 alumni who live here in Central Virginia, every year is your reunion.
That's right.
Year. You can just register and participate. And again, there's a number of events going on throughout the weekend for kids and faculty lectures, panel discussions, bands, all sorts of stuff, dinners, parties. And again, more information online at alumni.virginia.edu/reunions. Tom?
I would also like to add we're in our second year of working with the local wine industry to try to raise their profile among our alumni. Last year, we trialed two different programs. One was a wine festival, which we're holding on Friday afternoon. It'll be in Old Cabell Hall. And we've invited the wineries from the Monticello Trail Vineyards to come and participate. And we have, of the 21 vineyards, I think we have about 16 or 17 coming. They're going to have their wines available for tasting. And we give the alumni a scorecard. So when you go around and taste the wines, pick your favorite, rate them 1 through 5, and then just leave the scorecard with us afterwards. What we do with those scorecards is we tabulate them, and then we make the favorite wines available online for sale to alumni who couldn't make the event. So
that's fun.
We identify the top red, the top white, the top sparkling, and the top dessert wines and make them available to alumni. At this point in time, within Virginia, we're working on distribution capabilities to do more broadly than just Virginia. So that's one thing we do with wines. The other thing we do is we invited 4 vineyards, in this case Jefferson Vineyards, Barbersville, King Family Vineyards, and Kluge Vineyards, Kluge Estate. We invite either the winemakers or general managers or somebody from those vineyards to come and talk to a group of alumni on what wine is all about, how you make it, why the Virginia wine industry is improving so much. It's a great question and answer opportunity, particularly for the people who are interested in more and more about the art of winemaking. Last year, for instance, we learned that when you have wine aging in a vat, you drop raw eggs into the vat because the egg yolk or the egg
albumin, on purpose?
On purpose. we'll gather the impurities and settle them in the bottled in the tank. It's just one way to purify the wine while it's sitting in the
tank.
Never
heard of that.
Never heard of that either. But you learn all sorts of very, very interesting things in this particular seminar. So we're doing a lot to try to elevate the wine industry, the Central Virginia wine industry, in the minds of our alumni and make them customers.
Tom Falders is the Chief Executive Officer of the Alumni Association at the University of Virginia. And before I let you go, I want to thank you and your amazing editorial team, Mike Fitz, Robert Vixilio, the folks who helped to make the reissue of the Corner Book possible, which will be available in local bookstores and at the UVA bookstore this Friday. June 4th, and I, of course, am really excited about that, and I'll have more details on that for listeners. Jason Leif, the Managing Director of Alumni Engagement, and Tom Falders, CEO of the Alumni Association of the University of Virginia. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coy.
Again, more information is available online at alumni.virginia.edu/reunions. If you are among the 13,000 alumni of Mr. Jefferson's University here in Central Virginia, this weekend is for you. Get more information and have a good time.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.